At the height of the disaster, EPA researchers found that levels of arsenic and lead in the Animas River were 812,000 times the limit of what the EPA deems acceptable. The toxic spill began last Wednesday near Silverton, Colorado, when an EPA-contracted team trying to access and treat metallic waste in the abandoned Gold King mine broke through the wall of a retention pond, which sent wastewater laced with lead, arsenic, beryllium, cadmium, and mercury gushing into the Animas River. The pollution turned a stretch of the river bright orange. The EPA initially reported 1 million gallons of acidic water had been spilled, but later revised that figure to 3 million gallons. The Animas River remains closed to the public, and the disaster is now affecting communities downstream along the San Juan River. The Navajo Nation has joined the city of Durango and La Plata County in declaring a state of emergency.
There are some communities that solely rely on the San Juan River for their drinking water.
Navajo Nation Vice President Jonathan Nez says they plan to sue the EPA, in part with the hope that the lawsuit draws attention to the other mining operations that have been polluting native lands and drinking water for years.
We keep raising these concerns, and I hope now with this bill that those concerns in tribal communities will be raised up as a priority for the federal government.
Officials in Utah and New Mexico say the plume of acidic water has breached their borders and is heading for Lake Powell. Spokesperson for the Colorado Department of Parks and Wildlife, Joe Lewandowski, says the agency is in the process of testing fish removed from the Animas River to help gauge the disaster's effect on the ecosystem.
Scientists will be looking at any sort of buildup of metals in their tissue and in their organs. We won't see those results for probably a couple of weeks. It's a very complicated process.
While the EPA is taking responsibility for causing this particular spill, many residents of the watershed say waste from abandoned mines in the region has been polluting the Animas River for decades, getting little attention until now. They warn hundreds of miles of polluted mining tunnels pose an ongoing threat to the environment and public health. The EPA is evaluating the possibility of making the Silverton mine area a prioritized Superfund site. All parties seem to agree that the real ramifications of the spill could take months to years to emerge. Hannah Lee Myers, FSRN, Denver.